Iggy Azalea and Trouble on Radio 1. We've been talking and asking so many questions that we should have been asking on air. The ones that we can't ask on air, we've been asking off air. Oh, my goodness. You are actually potentially going to be a Martian, and that is really exciting. More SMSs that have come through on 5170.
Gibbon. Have you seen Gibbon?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Yes, and yes, there will be girls going with you to Mars.
Yes, two males and two females.
Two males and two females.
Yeah, because you're going to colonise Mars, kind of. Okay, yes, we'll just leave that now.
As much as possible from four different continents.
That's awesome. And we touched on this last time you came in. Do you know the other person from the UAE who's got through the final heats? Have you met together?
Ritika, yes, I know her. We met already several times.
And do you get along?
Sorry?
Do you get on? Do you get along? Is she a nice person and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, she is.
Okay, great.
This is good news already. So you wouldn't vote her off the Big Brother house in Mars? No.
That was the other thing. Okay, so like Mars One, the Dutch company that are behind this, they're basically looking for backers because they want to turn this into a reality TV show. So they would be live streaming, well, not live streaming, but recording what's happening with you guys on Mars for everyone here around the globe to see. Are you okay with that? Like being on a Big Brother styly alien Mars type show?
It will not be a TV show.
No?
No. We can compare it more to, for example, when we have Olympic Games or presidential selection, okay, people want to know what's going on.
Yes.
So updates more like,
yes,
in more
like
of a
that.
More of a informational way,
yes,
rather than
yes,
a,
exactly,
in a I hate her, get her off this planet kind of way. Yeah, okay.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah, we've had a Twitter message as well.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
gone through.
Exactly. From Princess Steffi 82. All she wants to know is, do you think they will set up a mail system between Earth and Mars? And what would you want to be sent when you're there?
So if they were sending a package to you, what would be in that package?
Right now we don't have any... what will be there? I don't need anything special. I don't think I will need everything that is required will be there. We'll have a life support system.
No Chinese takeaway.
Supply units.
even if it took 7 months to get there, I would still want a cheeseburger in that a McDonald's.
And it would probably be okay.
It would probably be okay, which is a little bit worrying, but still. And I'd eat it. I would. Another thing that I asked you, like, because you just touched on this right then, I was saying, they're going to supply everything for you. You don't have to have anything with you. But, for instance, imagine, because I can see you don't wear any jewellery, you're not married, so no wedding ring, no earrings, nothing like that. But, like, if you had something that was personal to you, would you be allowed to take that with you? Like, for instance, it could be something that maybe your family's kept for a long time or anything.
Yes, I think they will let us take some one small thing or something like this, even more, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't feel that I have to take something like that.
You don't feel like you don't have those kind of possessions?
No.
You are perfect for this.
It
How
is,
could you not
it?
Win this?
Now that you're actually in the final 100 selection, your family and friends, how are they taking it? Because obviously it went from 200,000... down to this, and they're probably like, yeah, Nikolai, you know, he's just...
Yeah, well done,
okay.
Well done, okay, but you're probably not going to get them thinking, no, don't worry, he's not going to go, it's okay, but now they're probably going, okay, guys, this is getting serious
yes.
now. This is serious, we might lose our little boy.
What reactions have you been getting from your family?
So almost all my family is really proud, and
aww,
they support me, so my brothers, my sister, my father, only my mother is sad.
Yeah,
aww.
I was going to say, your mum...
Oh, you poor
man, my little boy.
But honestly, you will be a pioneer. A pioneer of the
yeah.
of the space age. This is unbelievable.
We're so happy to have met you today, Mikhail.
Yeah. Honestly, and also, I know that you don't keep any personal things, but we're going to give you something that you've got to take up there from Radio 1, okay?
Yeah.
Stick it on Mars for us, all right?
And in case you were interested, there is another selection that's going to be happening 2016 for the next four candidates.
We're going to keep our fingers crossed for you.
Yeah,
like,
well
really.
Done, Mikhail.
And
yeah.
we will have you back in the studio as well when that happens. When that
yeah.
happens. Mikhail, thank you so much for talking to us. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio.
Thank
and
you.
All the best for your mission to Mars.
Woo!
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Responsible broadcasting. It came up once in a staff meeting, but everybody laughed, so.
Danny C's Rude Awakening on Radio 1.